Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats voted to import illegals by breaking the law. Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and we are going to talk about how the Democrat Party voted to import illegals. These are not documented people. They all voted to import these illegals into the United States of America. And what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to be the outcome? They're going to come here and assimilate. They're going to come here and be happy. They're going to come here and embrace. What do you think is going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They've imported all of these illegals, and then we're going to see more crime in the United States of America. And a lot of people are still asking, well, are they importing them for votes? They don't need them for votes. I've talked about this multiple times. You know, the Republicans, this is what the Democrats are doing. While the Republicans are all over there screaming, talking about the replacement theory, while the Republicans are all over there screaming, talking about how the illegals are going to be voting, the Democrats are saying, we don't need them to vote. We just need to be able to count these bodies for the census reports. So then that way they can tip the balance in the Electoral College, because they can't get rid of the Electoral College. You notice they're not even talking about that any longer, trying to get rid of it. So what is the next best thing? They sat down and said, well, how can we manipulate the Electoral College? I know, since they don't have to be American citizens for us to count, all we have to do is bring in more bodies. And then we count the bodies, and they put these bodies in precise locations where they know that they're going to get majority of the Democrat vote. And guess what happens? The Electoral College number goes up for the Democrats. So they don't care. They don't care. They all voted to bring them into the country. And that's the reason. That is the main reason, other than collapsing the United States of America. That's the ultimate goal. At the end of the day, for the Democrat Party, is to collapse the United States of America. Now, I want y'all to listen to Mayorkas. Mayorkas, he's actually in Guatemala. This was, this Thursday, today, or was it last Thursday? Today, right? Oh, okay. So more likely today. So he's in Guatemala, and he's telling the people in Guatemala, which Guatemala, for those of you that don't know, is not part of the United States of America. Like Ukraine, not part of the United States of America. But anyways, he is there, and he's telling the people that by blocking all of the illegals coming into the United States of America, like Texas, he's saying that Texas is violating the U.S. Constitution. He should not be able to come back into the country. Listen to what he says.
As a matter of law, that SB 4, which is a law proposed by the state of Texas, it is our strongly held view that that law is unconstitutional, and it is our hope and confidence that the courts will.
He's hoping that the courts will overturn it. So he's saying that the law in Texas to prevent these illegals from coming into the country is unconstitutional. He is violating the oath that he took. You can get him off the screen. He's violating the oath that he took to defend and protect the American people. What is his actual position, Shannon? Mayorkas?
I mean, he's over Homeland Security.
He's the director, or is he just the secretary?
Secretary.
He's the secretary of Homeland Security. So if I'm not mistaken, maybe you don't have to for that position. You have to take the oath, swear and defend and protect the Constitution and the people in the country. I guess you don't have to when you're in that position.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it is. it isn't elected. It's appointed position, chosen, right?
It's appointed, yeah. It's appointed position. So I guess he doesn't have to. Maybe someone can let me know in the chat. Let me know, is the position Mayorkas is holding, does he have to take the oath to defend and protect the American people? Because if he didn't, that is a problem. Maybe that needs to be changed.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that he went over there and he basically is talking to them about our Constitution. Like, don't you worry, we're going to overturn this in our country, right? I mean,
he's saying that the laws, by breaking the law is, well, let me see how, because it's so stupid. Let me see how I can word this. By upholding the law is unconstitutional.
That's exactly
it. Is what Mayorkas is saying.
Right.
Breaking the law, that is constitutional. You see how everything is backwards? I don't know how this dude is still in this position. Mainly, I do know how. I do know how. Because the Senate, they're for this. They just voted for all of these illegals that come into the country. Look at this one. Look at this one where they bust them all in and they're talking about the illegals. And I guess now it's what, $10.5 billion, like $1 million a day?
That's just New York.
Just New York.
Right.
Mind you, not talking about Chicago, California, Detroit, all of the other, Dallas, Houston. Not talking about the other major cities and states.
The migrant crisis racking up a hefty price tag for state and local governments.
You're talking about maybe $80 billion in educational costs, maybe $25 billion in healthcare costs.
As they work to care for the massive influx of newcomers, many sent to them, courtesy of Texas Governor Greg Abbott in his effort to draw national attention to the border problem.
We're such a big country that people have been able to ignore the issue of illegal immigration over the years.
New York City rolling out a $53 million pilot program, giving out prepaid debit cards to migrant families.
There's no free money. These are not ATM cards. You can't take cash out. If anyone has that idea, they are wrong. This is for food and baby supplies only.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul asking state lawmakers to authorize $2.4 billion for migrants on top of the $1.9 billion already spent. NYC projecting they'll spend $10.5 billion on migrants by the summer of 2025.
I think we're doing a really good job under really challenging circumstances.
Massachusetts is spending $75 million each month on state-run migrant shelters. Denver is expecting to save $60 million as they close 4 migrant shelters there.
You cannot have open borders and a welfare state.
In Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson refusing to admit how much the city is paying to operate its 27 migrant shelters. One report places the cost of operating just 3 of these at nearly $1 million each week. Many residents have had enough and they want to send a message to their leaders.
If we do not get issues resolved, people will not be voting how they used to before.
So how did they used to vote? So if you voted a certain way before, isn't it your fault?
I mean, he's literally acknowledging.
Isn't it his fault? He voted for this.
He's literally acknowledging that the Democrats are the ones that are doing this.
I wish he would just come out and say that the Democrats did this to us. And you know what? We need to take responsibility for our own actions because we voted for Joe Biden. We voted for the Democrats and they did this to us because we trusted them to do the right thing. I don't know why anyone would trust anything that the Democrats are doing.
Yeah, and it's true. Well, what he said in that clip, he said that you cannot have a welfare system.
No, you can't.
And illegals in the same city. You can't have it. And
it's
that's what's
collapse.
Happening right
it's
now.
It's going to collapse
that's
the city.
That's exactly what's happening. It's what's happening in Chicago. Yes. That's what's happening in New York. That's what's happening in Denver. And who do you think the welfare people are? It's the Americans, yes. Right? The people that need help the most in our country. The people we need to help the most in our country are the ones.
I thought you were going to say who the welfare folks are, black people.
But it's not just black people.
I know. It's not just black people.
It's the people that need it the most.
It's Americans that are struggling.
Hardship,
struggling. We're all struggling right now. And the struggle is because of the Democrat Party.
And they're taking that away from them, and they're giving it to people that have not
worked
for it.
And the same people were screaming for reparations not too long ago.
I like how he says this isn't free money. Okay, so I don't care how you want to say it. You are giving them money to buy food, to buy diapers, to buy whatever. It is free money to them.
It is free money. Right. It is free money. They didn't have to earn it. Kind of sound like DEI to me.
I mean, food translates to money.
And then they're giving them jobs. No education. Can't even speak the language. And now they're taking American jobs.
Absolutely.
Come on.
And they're giving them shelter.
Come on. Look at this one here.
Maddening.
Look at this one here. This is more illegals, and I mean, come on, you can't make this stuff up. Watch this.
Senate amendment that would ban the use of taxpayer money to fly migrants into the U.S. goes down in a whopping defeat. It was 51-47. Every Republican voted for it. Every Democrat voted against it.
So every Republican voted to not allow the illegals to come in. Every single Democrat voted, say, nope, we want to be able to fly them into the country. Every last one of them.
Yeah.
Every single Democrat should be removed from office, because I know for a fact that every single senator, they did take the oath. Every last one of them, they should be removed.
Yeah, they literally said, we're not even taking them to the border anymore. We're just going to fly them into the city that they want to go to. Didn't they get mad at Greg Abbott time and time again, saying that, oh, how dare he fly them to all these different states?
He was busing them. It was Ron DeSantis that was flying them.
Right.
He flew them to Martha's Vineyard. But that was a problem. You can't fly them to their liberal utopia locations. You need to fly them to where the Electoral College will come in full effect. Listen to the rest of this.
There should be transparency. We should know where all these people are going to.
Republican Senator Bill Hagerty out of Tennessee proposed the amendment. He joins us in studio, and hello to you. Was the writing on the wall before this thing even hit the floor?
You know, it was amazing. Chuck Schumer tried everything he could to block this until the very dead of night. We ran right up to basically a government shutdown before he finally capitulated and said, okay, we'll put it on the floor. But I didn't get it onto the floor till the middle of the night, perhaps 1:30 in the morning, when the vote went down. I think they thought no one would see it. No one would see that every Democrat voted to fly illegal migrants in here from countries like Haiti, Cuba, Nicaragua, Colombia, on taxpayer funds, using charter flights, flying them over our border and putting them into the interior of America.
How many are we talking about, Senator?
320,000 last year.
320,000 last year. So how many more are they going to bring in this year? How many more have they already brought in this year? Is there a time period when they stop counting the census report? Bring your black split screen here for me. Is there a time period where they stop doing a census report? Have you looked that up? The census report, you know, when they go and they count the people, is there a time period before the election where they stop and say, okay, we got the number. Here's the number of the electoral colleges for this particular state and this state and this state. Because that's the reason why they're bringing them in. You understand my question? So I'm just wondering, so is there a deadline? Because if the deadline was already passed, they probably wouldn't even care about bringing all of these illegals in. They were doing 320,000 last year. Because they don't want you to see them on the border, but they're still flying them into these states. So do they have to have the census report in by a certain time period? That's the question.
It says April 1st.
So April 1st. So it's getting ready to come up. So they have to have them all in here before April. So they do the last count before April 1st.
But it says there's only a mandated census done every 10 years.
So when was the last time done? When was the last one? Listen to this.
Got right up to the edge of government shutdown. It looked like Chuck Schumer was willing to shut the government down rather than take the vote on this.
Really?
Finally, at the very last minute, he capitulated, and every single Democrat in the United States Senate voted to continue to use taxpayer funding to charter planes to fly illegal immigrants here to the United States of America. 320,000 came in last year alone. These are immigrants that are being recruited in Cuba, in Haiti, in Venezuela, in Colombia. They're being flown directly in here over our border, so they don't have to cross our border. They're coming directly into 43 airports here in America. The Biden administration, of course, won't say which airports, but I can only imagine it will be blue cities, because what they're trying to do is backfill, because, again, every Democrat 2 weeks prior voted against my attempt to try to stop counting illegal migrants for the purposes of apportioning congressional districts and electoral votes. They want to keep counting these illegals.
See, there it is right there.
The last consensus was done in 2020.
In 2020. We'll be right back. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me remind you, one of the best ways to help me continue to bring you the information in the news is to plug MyPillow.com. Use promo code WILL. MyPillow.com. Use promo code WILL. Now, Mother's Day is getting ready to come up, everybody. It's a little too late for Easter, but Mother's Day. Hey, gentlemen, let me put it this way. Gentlemen, men, Mother's Day's come first, right?
Yeah.
Mother Day is getting ready to come up.
And by the way,
and I'm telling you, this is make your mama happy. Make the special lady in your life happy. This is the best way to do it.
Yeah,
you know who you are. Come on. You've been thinking about, what am I going to do? Do I need to do something? Should I get something? Look, the ladies, they always go say, you don't have to get me anything. What is that code for?
Oh, come on, gentlemen. Get her something. Mother's Day, definitely
men,
get her something.
Men, come on now. Come on now. You don't need anything?
I need something.
Oh, see? Oh, she's saying it because she wants something. But men, I'm telling you, when they say they don't need something, come on.
I deserve something, actually.
Oh, but you deserve it.
Right.
No DEI for you?
Huh?
Didn't deserve it?
Listen, I worked
didn't earn
for
it.
Every,
you earned
every
it.
Bit of
you
that
earned it.
Mother's Day.
You earned it.
Right. But listen, right now they're having a $25 extravaganza is what they're calling it on my pillow. You can see a six-piece towel set, $25 with Will's promo code. It says the Giza Premium Pillows. Even the king size right now is $25. Like, that's awesome. I might have to get one of those. Slide sandals. Come on. Summer's right around the corner. And look at this right here, Will. A two-pack of the multi-use pillows for $25. I'm like, that's really good.
You know,
it's
one thing I notice about the items on MyPillow.com?
They're such good quality.
Yes. You see, why didn't you let me say it? You just had to say it, huh?
Yeah.
But it's true, though. You knew what I was going to say. The prices are low, which a lot of times, a lot of people don't buy American because the prices are normally high. But the prices are low, but you have to use promo code WILL to get the discount. Promo code WILL to get the discount.
And these beach towels, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the beach towels, but when we use our beach towels, everybody, I have only one MyPillow one. I might have to get another one.
Oh, really?
Everybody fights over the MyPillow one. And the dog beds, that's a really good price, $25. So go to...
Actually, the cats like the dog beds too.
They do.
The cats actually like the dog beds too. I mean, they should put a cat on there.
You know,
along
yeah.
With the dog.
At least our cats do. I don't know about other people, but
our studio cat, the studio
yes,
cat that we have,
lays on a pillow over there.
The studio cat loves the pillow that we have. They love them.
We need to get her a My Pillow pillow.
Yeah, do that.
You know what? Yeah, we need to do that.
And I'll take a picture and we'll share it.
Okay, we'll do that. But anyways, go shop.
Yep, use promo code Will. Use promo code Will. It helps me out and it helps Mike Lindell out.
Yeah. And you could go to mypillow.com/unite1.
Yeah. Or you can go to, unite1. But use promo code Will.
Yeah.
It makes it easy that way. Now, let me share something else with you. This is the, of course, we've been talking about how the Democrats all voted to fly in more illegals. Why would they do this? So right before we went to the break, Shannon was looking up the last time they did the census report, and it was back in 2020. And I remember that, too, because when we got the census report here at the studio, they got upset because we didn't respond to them. Remember that?
Yeah.
They got upset because we didn't. I don't want to tell you. I'm like, I felt like they were.
In some cases, they were going door to door. Do you remember that?
Yeah, there was reports that they were going door to door. You're not filling out the census report. Give us this information. Did you ever fill it out and send it to them? I think you did.
I don't even remember.
I think you did. I don't remember. But anyways.
I felt the pressure.
Yeah, but anyways, let me share something else with you.
I do my taxes. I feel the pressure.
Let me share something else with you that is happening because of the illegals the Democrats are importing. Now, this guy that you see here, he actually came in illegally, like all of them. And it doesn't matter if they come in on the border or if the Democrats are flying them into the country. They're here illegally. They get deported and then they come back. But then they're committing the crimes. If an illegal does something to one of my family members, I'm going to see how I can sue the federal government because they're here because of them. You understand? You have family members that are dying, family members that are getting in car accidents because these people are getting behind the wheel. And then let me remind you that it was some liberal judge trying to say that it's lawful for illegals to get firearms. They should not be able to own firearms. Watch this.
This man who entered the United States illegally is facing murder charges in Michigan after the death and carjacking of a 25-year-old woman he was dating. Police say Brandon Ortiz Vitae used a handgun he bought illegally to shoot Ruby Garcia multiple times on Friday before leaving her body on the freeway and driving off in her car. Federal officials say he is from Mexico and was deported from the U.S. back in 2020, but returned. Emily Finn is in Grand Rapids with more for us this morning. Emily, just an awful story. And he confessed that he committed the crime.
Let me stop it real quick. Because I want you to hear some more of this. He came into the country illegally. He obtained a firearm. He killed the young lady. Left her just in the streets, on the freeway. Just left her. Like someone taking a dog out and just shooting. And just drove off like it was nothing. And the Democrats are importing these people into our country. I'm trying to keep my composure here. The Democrat Party, they are not the party for the American people. They do not care about us. They do not care about you. They do not care about our country. They don't care about keeping our laws. They are the lawless part of our country. They're all about lawlessness. Listen.
Yes, Marky, this is just an absolutely heartbreaking story for the Grand Rapids community. Police did confirm that Ruby Garcia was in a romantic relationship with Brandon Ortiz Vitae, calling her death a domestic violence homicide. We're outside of the Kent County Jail where he's being housed right now. He's facing 5 felony charges, including murder and carjacking. He admitted to illegally purchasing the gun that he used to kill Garcia and confessed to shooting her in her car multiple times following an argument and then leaving her body on the side of the road.
This is another case of a domestic violence homicide that we've seen, quite frankly, far too often. And if you look at domestic violence, which is a domestic violence case, there is that circle of violence and control. And one of the things is control is, okay, now you've got this immigration status and what pressure that puts on the victims.
And as you mentioned, Marky, authorities confirm Vitae has been living in the U.S. illegally. He's had several run-ins with the law dating all the way back to 2017, was deported in 2020 following a drunk driving arrest, but it's not known when he returned to the U.S.
Probably because he came in on the airplane and they didn't want to tell anybody. Let's fly him in. See, we know about the 320,000 that they flew in last year. How many did they fly in the year before that? How many did they fly in the year before that? And they're just now finding out about the 320. And the very fact that every single Democrat voted to fly more of them into the country. What is their purpose? What is the purpose of the Democrat Party? Someone please let me know in the comments. What is the purpose of the Democrat Party? For the life of me, I'm trying to figure out, I believe cockroaches have more of a purpose than Democrats. Because Democrats don't do anything but cause destruction, cause mayhem. The reason why we have this immigration, this illegal immigration problem right now is because of the Democrats. And prove me wrong. You can't. And then you have the Democrats go, well, no, this is because of President Trump. President Trump told the Republicans not to sign off on the bill, that the bipartisan bill that the Democrats came up with. So you're telling me President Trump is Speaker of the House? You're telling me that President Trump controls Congress? Really? Really? President Trump controls Congress. This is what they're telling us, everybody. No, that's not the case. The Democrats caused the problems that we're seeing. This invasion that we're seeing is happening because of the Democrats. Plain and simple. Plain and simple.
Garcia's family and friends are remembering Ruby as being full of life and laughter. A GoFundMe page has already raised more than $16,000 for her funeral.
Wow. And it shouldn't even have to be the case. But yet, here it is, which leads to another problem that we're seeing here in the United States of America. Did you notice there's a TikTok, this guy on TikTok, and he has millions of followers on TikTok. I think it says something like 3.8 million followers on TikTok. And he did this video, illegal alien, did a video telling everybody else outside of the country, in the world, get to United States of America, find an empty home and squat in it. They can't kick you out. They go the American laws. Basically, he's mocking the law system here in the United States of America, which is completely stupid. Look at the solution that they came up with for squatters. Yeah, you can't make this up. You cannot make this up. If you own the home, no one should be able to invade your home.
What else can you do?
You can do this, Bill. Look, this was $3.47 at Home Depot. It is a no trespassing sign. You could put this up in your front door, on your property line, somewhere where you can see it from the street. But this is the catch. Take a time-stamped picture of the sign. Most iPhones do this automatically. Yeah. Because what you want to prove to police is that the sign was up before the squatters moved in. You know what I mean? So you have to show that time and date stamp. That's also why video security is so important. Yeah. You can show they broke in, entered illegally, and then you have helped take away their squatter rights.
And we've heard from homeowners who use the sign with the camera to get out squatters. So we know it works.
Yeah. Look, a lot of people have second homes. They've got property. Maybe they've inherited something that's not really right in the town or neighborhood where they live. All of this makes a difference.
Yeah, and that's when you should ask friends and family, hey, cruise by my house, you know, take a look, see if there's a car in the driveway, light on or off. And if you see something, don't tell them to confront the people inside, because as Dan's camera saw, that can get really dicey. Just tell them to let you know.
You know, the problem with this, the problem with this is that if you are the owner of the home, and someone is squatting in your home, your property, you call the cops. The cops shouldn't ask them, well, did you have a no trespassing sign up?
Right.
The cops shouldn't be asking you, this is what the cops should ask. Do they have a lease agreement or a rental agreement? Has there been any payments, any stubs of them paying rent? because you used to get evicted when you didn't pay rent. You remember that? There used to be a time.
I mean, well, it's almost...
They will put eviction notices on your home, your apartment, whatever it is, wherever you are, if you're not paying the rent. And then the cops used to show up and they would physically remove you from the premises. But today, you can be an illegal, you step in, you squat, and nothing happens.
Yeah, it's almost equivalent now to... It's we'll almost be, equivalent. Yeah.
We'll be right back. Okay, we'll yeah, be right sorry, back yeah. when we talk We're about back. It. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Let me tell you about this wonderful product that I've started using here recently, and it's PamperWithGrace.com. PamperWithGrace.com has this elixir. Now, originally, I started taking it because my hands peel. It looks like the desert for years. And it's been happening since I was a kid. My hands would just constantly peel. And I said, okay, let me try it this way. Let me try this because I talked to Annie. She's a really good friend of mine, Annie Cyrus. And she was saying, Will, you need to try it, see if it works for your hands. But surprisingly, I'm getting My hands, look, like I said, my hands were like this since a kid. So it's going to take a lot to get that. But I started seeing difference in my hair. And, you know, sometimes I will put my hair down and I got dreadlocks. So I have full head of hair, except for here recently, my hair started getting thin. But now all of a sudden, wasn't even paying attention to it, wasn't even expecting it. My hair started growing back. And I'm like, okay, now I want to take this a lot because I don't want to, you know, look, I've had really, really short hair when I was younger, but I do like my dreadlocks. They're like part of me now. So I don't want to cut them. I was almost at the point where I thought I was going to have to cut them. But now I don't have to because I'm starting to see my hair grow back and I'm really liking it. Other than now, I do have the gray up here because, you know, life can be stressful. It can be. But my hair is growing. It's like really amazing to me.
Yeah. And so that's the one you see, the thing you see from the outside. Yes. But other than, you know, that, Will, you've seen some other great experiences like your workouts. Your workouts, you've been able to work out longer.
My sleep.
And your sleep, both
deep
of us.
Sleep. Are, oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, right?
I'm like out. I mean, O-U-T. O-U-T. Out. I wake up and I'm like, man.
Yeah.
I was just like sleeping so hard. And I hadn't slept hard like this and I can't tell you how long.
And me too. I'm sleeping really, really hard. I mentioned that to you the other day. I said, man, I'm like, and I'm dreaming like it's weird. Like I'm just so relaxed
when I go to bed.
It actually is really nice. Because I don't know what it is, but the older you get, it's like the less you're able to sleep. But I want to show this video because I want people to start seeing some of the testimonies that we have about this Pamper with Grace. Go ahead and let's cue up this video, this testimony.
When they said it was collagen, I was like, collagen, another collagen. I've tried hundreds of collagens, it seems. Wow, it blew me away. So I didn't say anything to anyone. And probably 10 days in, my husband came to me and he was like, baby, your skin is glowing. And I was like, I know, right? I just couldn't believe it. You know, I have been feeling, you know, not my best when I wake up. And now when I wake up with energy. I'm running up and down the stairs. I'm out, you know, just feel amazing. I'd forgotten what it felt like. And immediately then I knew I needed to share this. I started thinking my father needs this, you know, my cousin needs this. And being vain, of course I care about the outside, but what it's done for me, for my health, has been just beyond my expectations.
You know what? I was the same way because I would take a whole bunch of elixirs. I've taken them in the past, trying the different things. And like I said, mainly because of my hands. But I would like take them. I'm like, I'm just not seeing anything happen.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything happen. But then I'm sleeping hard. My hair is growing. And I have more energy when I'm at the gym. My endurance is even stronger. I wake up and I don't feel like, oh my goodness, another day. It felt like Monday every day getting up because yeah. I was like so restless through the night.
Yeah, and
but now it's completely different.
Yeah, and if there's ladies here that are new viewers and you haven't heard about this elixir, I just want to say, you know, I'm in, you know, my 50s. I'm going through premenopause or menopause. And I was having hot flashes. Oh my gosh, like 30 day. I don't know. I was like out of the ordinary. I don't know. Couldn't sleep at night. I had to buy a fan for next to my bed. Literally within 6 days of taking this elixir, no hot flashes.
You still haven't had any.
Still have not had a hot flash.
Because I remember you were saying it every day.
I was miserable,
throughout
right?
the entire
I
day.
I was miserable.
Sitting here in the studio, you were saying, oh my goodness, another one. Oh my goodness, yeah. another one.
And then my brain.
I mean, it was more. You were talking more about the hot flashes than anything else.
I was.
Especially
yeah.
during the break.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when we go to a break, she would talk about the hot flash, hot flash, hot flash, hot flash, hot flash. And I'm like, dude, is there anything else you can talk about?
She goes, no. You haven't even heard me say anything.
No.
Right
like now, I don't even think about it anymore.
Right. And let me tell you something. My skin is improving because I've also, you know, during menopause, you get this weird dry skin. That is improving. My sleep is improving. My achy joints is improving. I mean, I feel so, I have energy just like she said. So it's weird. It's like you have all these things going on. And let me just show you this right here. You know, it says You know, collagen, of course, it does the regular things, firms your skin, fewer fine lines, improved elasticity. Let me tell you what, less cellulite, your cellulite isn't as visible. But it's the other things, too, that make this so much better, Will, that you get excited about. Just like she said, you want to tell people about it. Just like we want to tell you guys about it because we want you to feel good like we're feeling good, right? Especially as people that are in their 50s are starting to feel the achiness. Yes. And the better mobility. You have less eye strain, improved stress management. I have been so much more relaxed than I've been in years. Because once again, during menopause, that's another thing that affects you. I am feeling better, feel more positive, less fatigue, better muscle recovery, better clarity and focus. I mean, these are all like real things. And we've only been taking this not even a full month yet.
No, not even a full month. And already starting to see dramatic.
I'm so excited for
dramatic,
next month.
Dramatic. I guess you can say physical because, you know, like I said, I'm seeing my hair starting to grow back. Just to be honest with you, I was constantly contemplating, should I just cut my hair off?
Yeah, you actually were talking about that.
I was like, should I just cut my hair off?
And now you feel totally different.
Now I'm like, dude, I want to make sure I have my elixir. Now, if we get low, look, I have this empty box here.
Stop.
If we get low like this again, I might need to get some right now, everybody, and hide a few for myself because
there is no way.
It's like her hot flashes trump my hair.
It does, but there's no way at this point. There's just no way.
I don't know. You know, they say man can go through menopause. But I don't know, the hot flash is constantly happening just out the blue, out the whim. Just bam, hot flash.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. And I guess, you know, that's the way God created us. And women, a lot of women, they go through things like that. And it is what it is.
And this also does have vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E in it. It has niacin in it. It has zinc in it. So there's a whole bunch of good stuff in this little thing that you drink one a day. If you want faster results, you can take two a day.
Yep. So check it out. Go to pamperwithgrace.com. It's a sponsor of ours, and it's something that you will enjoy. We enjoy it. And let us know your experience with it. We want to hear about it. Let us know your experience. Pamperwithgrace.com.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me talk about President Trump. You know, the greatest president in our lifetime. The one that the Democrats are going after, trying to say that he's breaking the law without actually breaking the law. You know, the one that they charged $455 million in New York City when there was no victims. There was no assault. There was no crime. But yet they found a way to just charge him. And they found the way because they had a corrupt judge, my opinion, and a corrupt Letitia James. Both corrupt. They didn't even have a jury. They wouldn't even allow a jury. Nope, because the jury just might side with President Trump because he did so many wonderful things for that city. Well, let me remind you, remember when President Trump was in office, you had the big tech companies removing President Trump from the social media platform because they didn't want you to hear what President Trump had to say. Like, we need to keep President Trump out. No one needs to hear what he has to say. And it's because President Trump comes out and everybody listens, even the Democrats. They all listen to what he has to say. This issue in New York has never been done before to anybody. They only were able to do it because it's like they had the votes. That's the only reason why they were able to do it. Now, President Trump is going to appeal it, and more likely he will win the appeal. But the Democrats, they can't stand the fact that President Trump, they call it, keeps getting lucky, like the Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote. Listen to this. They're talking about President Trump with the appeals court, and more likely he's going to get his money back, possibly in the springtime. Listen to this.
Situation. Former Trump attorney who oversaw searches of Trump's properties, the documents case following the raid on Mar-a-Lago, Tim Pallitora joins us right now. Tim, great to see you. So it gets reduced. The president says he's got the cash. But what about on the actual appeal itself, which you know about in New York?
I mean, I think he has a pretty good appeal. You know, there were a lot of procedural issues. I think that the way that the judge handled it, and, you know, partially this may be because of the way that Trump pushed him, but, you know, he did show his bias. But ultimately, what you have here is a case where, you know, no victim lost any money. The victim testified that they knew about the true value of the properties. They were paid in full. They made a profit. And so, you know, who lost, and how do you go from that to a $500 million judgment? And so it does make sense that it would get knocked out.
So it's going to be months until we get some type of verdict to see if the president's going to get his money back in the fall. But let's talk about the case that's going to happen with jury selection beginning on April 15th. Yesterday, the news was the judge imposed a gag order on President Trump on this new hush money case. Your thoughts about the role it might play?
Yeah, I don't think the gag order is going to make that much of a difference. I mean, this is a case that's going to receive such significant media attention to begin with. So the
why are they wanting to shut President Trump up? Why won't they allow him to speak? So everybody connected with the case, they can say whatever it is they want to say. These people that brought these fraudulent charges up against President Trump, they can go out before the cameras and say whatever it is that they want to say. But he can't say anything. No, you can't say anything, President Trump, because you just might come out and tell the truth, and that's not what we want people to hear. Have you ever heard of such a thing? What happened to his rights? Shouldn't he be able to say what he wants to say? Doesn't the First Amendment still apply to him? I say it does, but they don't.
Idea that, you know, by him speaking that it's going to really affect the jury, I don't think that there's any merit to that. You know, this jury is good. It's going to be a mess just to pick a jury. I mean, I picked a jury on a big media case with the same judge before, and it was a disaster. Yeah, he started by asking, how many of you read about this case or seen it on TV? Half the panel got up and he, you know, formed a line going right up to the bench and one by one dismissed every single one of them. So it's going to be a disaster, you know, to just pick a jury and then, you know, let everybody else talk about it except for Trump. I don't think it makes a difference.
Yeah, you can take it off the screen. Let everybody talk about it except for Trump. Don't allow Trump to talk, because if Trump can speak, that means the truth gets out. Why do you think on MSSTD, MSDNC, where they're constantly preventing anyone from hearing what President Trump has to say on their platform. This is the same one that's probably about to get sued for millions and millions and millions of dollars, rightfully so, by Rona, the ex-RNC chairwoman. And you know what? I really don't care for her, because she's part of the reason she was taking money to the left. But now they're getting ready to sue. She's getting ready to sue them because of the way they did her. This is the same MSDNC that would like for all of us to believe that President Trump should not be heard, because they say that he's constantly lying, but they never prove that he's lying. They never do. Now, people, you know, misspeak. They may say something that, like, oh, wait a minute, I thought it was this, I thought it was that. They give Joe Biden passes for that every single day he opens his mouth. Like, but President Trump, he doesn't get a free pass every now and then. Nothing for him, but Joe Biden gets it every day. Just like I mentioned a minute ago, how they removed President Trump from Twitter, even Facebook and YouTube, because they didn't want people to hear what he had to say, because they were trying to suppress the truth. They're still doing it. So he created True Social, and now they're upset because he has True Social. And now True Social is worth a lot of money. Is there anybody watching right now that's not on True Social? I'm on there. I'm just wondering, why are people not on True Social is the question. Because I know a lot of people go on X, a lot of people on Fascist Book. But for some reason, a lot of people have not gone to True Social. Are there problems? Listen to this, though. I like this.
Ahead of expected payment on his $175 million bond.
This sounds like a pump and dump. If you were still New York AG, wouldn't you be prosecuting somebody for this?
If you go and buy the stock, let's say from him, you're actually buying from him, and it goes down, if you sell it, you will have a tax loss.
I think that the value is essentially worthless. If they went to market and tried to sell $3 billion, the value of the stock would go to zero practically immediately.
So let me stop it real quick. They're upset because President Trump took True Social public. Took it public. And now they're upset. Because it's like all of a sudden President Trump became a $6 billion now richer. And they can't stand it because they want him to be broke. They don't want him to have any money, especially going into this election. And think about this. I don't think President Trump even needs all of the money that they say that he needs, because if President Trump was broke, I would still vote for him. The amount of money that he has in his pocket is not my concern. The amount of money in his pocket is not the reason why I would vote for him. The amount of money in his pocket is not the thing that I look at or think about. I'm like, oh yeah, this is so wonderful. He's rich. That's not the reason why I supported Trump. Is there anybody support President Trump because they like he's rich? The reason why I support President Trump is because he wants to make America great again. He wants all of us to be successful. What is wrong with that? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But the Democrats, they do see something wrong with that. Because if you are not dependent on the federal government or any government in any capacity, they don't have control over you. They're all about having control over you. Now, listen to some of this. I'm not going to have a lot of time to play in a lot of this, but listen to some of this, because Jesse Waters lets Jessica have
Trump's co-author behind his best-selling book, Art of the Deal, claiming the former president may take foreign funds to pay his legal bills.
He is more than willing to do anything right now. I mean, look at his range of remarks over the last month or two. He is now a gangster. You know, he's a mafia don. He belongs in a prison.
Jesse, the liberal litigators made President Trump much more wealthy. It's like a own goal.
It's karma, Jessica.
Yep.
And it's so funny, the Democrats have been bragging about Biden's stock market. And now they're like, oh, it's a ploy. The whole stock market's a ploy. And Joy Reid wants to investigate Trump, but not Nancy Pelosi. Talk about a pump and dump. Nancy and Pauly P been pumping and dumping their whole lives. Pillow talk. All of a sudden, he happens to know exactly when and where to sell and what to buy.
Yep.
Just happens to be his wife's the Speaker of the House. Come on, Jessica. The whole market is a pump and dump. Mm-hmm. Eventually, stock market's going to correct, and everybody on the inside is going to sell, and everybody else is going to be sitting here like, what just happened? This is the way life is. What do you think the Clinton Foundation was? Clinton Foundation was 1,000 times worse than Truth Social going public. It's listed on a stock exchange. It's got transparency. Instead, the Clinton Foundation just goes to the Saudis while she's Secretary of State and says, pay up. They give her $20 million and they use it on their daughter's wedding.
25.
Come on, Jessica. The whole thing is a scam.
At least she didn't take $2 billion like Jared Kushner.
The whole thing is a scam. The Clintons don't even know what business is. They just know how to fleece it.
The whole thing is a scam. The whole thing. You know what? I've mentioned this multiple times, too, that if they just left President Trump alone, just ignored him, he wouldn't be in this position.
I mean,
because every time they talk about President Trump, it's free advertisement for him. Why does he need to spend money?
Yeah.
They keep talking about him. And every time they talk about him, people go, well, some people on the left, I'm talking about those on the liberal media outlet, the government state media. Some people will go, well, let me go see President Trump actually said what they're saying he said. And then some people, because this happened multiple times, they go look and say, that's not what he said, but they're saying something completely different. Then light bulbs start going off. This is part of the reason why they're starting to lose so much control against black people, control over Hispanics, control over Asians. This is the reason why they're starting to lose control. Hence the reason why they're bringing in a lot of illegals for the whole replacement theory. Were you going to say something, Shannon?
I was just going to say, I mean, and that they hate him so much. All these lawsuits is really driving up his popularity, just like Judge Jeanine said on this video. And she said they're actually going to get him elected because of the hate
they have
towards him.
You know, it reminds me, it's the same thing on X. They're constantly posting. There's a group of people that's posting the January 6th videos. They said that they're going to post a video every single day up until November. And I'm like, do it. I'm thinking to myself, yes, do that. Post it every single day. Because 2 months from now, when people see that video, after they've been seeing it every single day, they're just going to breeze right over it and be like, okay, I've already seen this video. It's like the boy that cried wolf. They're constantly showing it to people, and people are going to be like, I don't even care to see that anymore. That's what they're going to say. I'm telling you, right? Do you disagree with me? So I'm like, yes, keep posting it. Keep posting it. Go, go, go. Because people are not buying it. People are no longer buying it. The whole Marxist agenda is not working because the American people are too smart for that. The American people are rising to the occasion. The American people want a great country. The American people want President Trump to return. Too big to rig. Yes, you heard it. Too big to rig. And the Democrats are in a frenzy right now, or they wouldn't be doing all this criminal activity that they're doing. All right, everybody, that's it for me. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.